Welcome to the Why Your Story podcast. I am your host, Travis.
I am your host, Mary Jo.
And together we are
Why Your Story.
Get that. How cool is that?
It's pretty cool.
I just love my intro music.
I like our topics.
I'm not a Bruno Mars
I know you're not.
Fan, but that's ridiculous. Anything with AC/DC in it makes it. You could like take some of Duke Dance's crappy country singers, you know, and mix it with AC/DC, and I'd like it, probably. Mm. In fact, that's actually a good idea.
Okay.
You know, take some of his yucky songs that he puts online.
Okay.
We should have asked him that when we had him on the podcast.
We should have.
Oh, shoot. Well, we're so glad everybody's back here with us today.
We sure are.
We are, again, in the middle of the heat of the battle, and we're good. MJ, you're healing.
I am healing.
After the big knee surgery.
Yeah.
We're glad to have you.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's nice to have MJ back in studio today. Well, anyway, we thank you for all listening. I have to do my famous sum. So today I am drinking the Let Them Eat Cake from the Pop Shop.
That is awesome.
It's my favorite.
I just have water.
So I go through my working dad to Peaches and Cream to Let Them Eat Cake to Cam Jam, and I kind of like rotate.
Mm-hmm.
Just so I can, you know, be happy every day.
Sure.
It's like Prozac in a bottle, in a cup, right?
How many times a day do you go there?
We're not going to talk about that.
Okay.
That certain
Tommy,
things we
how many
cannot.
Times a day?
Tommy could probably tell you, but we're not. We haven't introduced Tommy yet.
That's right.
Okay, so let's just say that it saves me a lot of money on antidepressants.
Okay.
And that's how I write it off.
Okay.
Okay.
Good.
So we do thank the Pop Shop for sponsoring us. They've been super. We thank the Star Valley Health.
Mm-hmm.
They've been great. EcoLife.
That's right.
Duke Dance and EcoLife.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously SBI Media.
That's right.
For all they do for us. And we do, again, thank all of you listeners for being here.
We
it's
do.
Amazing to me
all
that
two of you.
Everybody keeps listening. That's what blows me away.
Yeah.
MJ, we kind of thought about this and we thought maybe we'd get one or two, you know, and now thousands later, that's crazy. Anyway, we're grateful for everybody that listens to us. Hope you're having a good day. Hopefully we can bring a smile to your face.
Hopefully.
And with that, speaking about smiles on our face, we have guest in studio today. We have the legend, Tommy Erickson. Tommy, how are you?
I'm good.
Well, we're so glad that you could be here. So just a quick introduction from me to Tommy. Tommy is the owner of the Pop Shop in Star Valley, which needs no introduction. And so we're happy to have her in studio today. And so we're just going to delve right into it.
Okay.
So inquiring minds want to know, Tommy, why the Pop Shop? There's Tommy Erickson and your family, and then all of a sudden, Pop Shop. What happened?
Well, it's kind of crazy how it happened. My kids went back to school. This was like, I think it was 2019. Yeah. Anyways, the kids and Kate all went back to school that fall, and I was just kind of bored and didn't know what to do. I kind of looked at some different jobs, and I typically like to have a really flexible job. And
okay.
So I started working for the Pop Shop just kind of as a part-time job, and I don't know, it was super fun. And the previous owners, they I don't know, I think they loved the idea of the Pop Shop, but it was more than what they wanted, I guess. And so we kind of started talking about, you know, maybe the possibility of me taking it over and buying it.
Okay.
And that all kind of happened between August and April.
Wow.
So, and is that 2019?
I think remember? So. I think so. I think that's the year they opened it was 2019.
Okay.
And then, no, actually, I think it was 2018, and then I took it over in April of 2019.
So you've already hit your 2-year mark then.
Yep. Wow. Yep, we're in our third year now.
Okay.
Yep. Was it hard during COVID?
you know what? I was so scared about what was going to happen to us during COVID. But, you know, we thrived through that.
That's awesome.
I think, you know, we were just a fun thing for families to be able to get out and do.
Sure.
We were able to stay open the entire time.
Oh, wow.
Because of our drive-through. And, you know, people were just spending a lot of time driving and just getting out. And we were just kind of a little bright spot in their day. And
that's right.
I think that, you know, it really helped us. And I think we helped people, too, to stay, you know, positive. And it was fun to still, like, come through the drive-thru and be able to interact with somebody, you know, when we were all in lockdown.
So. Sure. And so, and you could also employ people, you know, during that time that a lot of people couldn't work. That's awesome.
Yeah. I typically employ teenagers.
But so, that would be a cool place to work if you were a teen.
Yeah. And so they were all out of school, and I just let them work, and it was awesome because I, you know, my husband Kate is a teacher, and he was, you know, doing school from home. And so, and it happened right at the beginning of our calving season. We also run cattle.
Oh my.
So I was able to stay home and help him through calving, and and all these kids that were out of school were able to just keep the shop going, and it really worked out good.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
Seriously. How many kids do you have?
We have five kids.
Five kids. Yep. What's their ages?
So my oldest is 23, and he lives in Cokeville and works on a ranch. And then my second son is, let's see, he's 22. And he has a baby and is getting married this summer.
Fun.
Yeah. So we're grandparents, and that's
Yay!
So fun. Yeah.
You seriously, you look like you're in your 20s. Like, this is kind of blowing me away. I'm like, what?
I knew she was grandma.
Yeah. You did?
Yeah. And I was jealous.
Oh, but not. You can wait, though.
Yeah. Well, I better wait.
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
It's fun. Probably the coolest gig I've had so far.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Fun. And your husband's a coach?
He is, yep.
What does he coach?
He coaches the girls' varsity basketball.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Fun. How is that? Is he gone a lot, or?
He has gone a lot. It's a very time-consuming position to have. You know, we were just talking today, it's not just the season that he's gone. Pretty much this whole entire month he's gone to summer camps and playing in summer leagues and stuff. So this coming Saturday's, that's the only Saturday that we'll have free this all of June. So it's way more time consuming than most people realize.
Sure.
If you're not like involved or have a kid involved, then you know, most people don't realize the time that they put in, but he loves it. So
that's great.
Yeah.
Did you grow up here?
I did. Yep.
What's your maiden name?
My maiden name is Tinser.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
And did you grow up in Thane?
Yep.
Thane area.
Thane.
Cool.
Yep.
Nice.
Yeah.
So what year did you graduate from high school? So you can plead the fifth, remember, if you want. Because I think you look so young, you know, for being grandma, which I think is great.
Okay, so well, I guess it's true confession time.
Wonderful. Yay, we love true confession time.
I would have graduated in 2000.
Okay.
But Kate and I got ourselves into a situation.
That's awesome. Good for you.
And so I ended up, you know, being a mom very young. And
awesome.
So I did that, and I actually got a GED. And
fantastic.
Cool. While I was raising babies.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Well, that's awesome.
That's really great.
So. That's great. That's a successful story.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
I love it.
So back to the pop shop thing. So you mentioned that during COVID, it was kind of spreading joy to everybody. And I thoroughly believe that. I know that for a lot of us, it provides joy through our day. So what are some of the things that you've done with the pop shop since you've taken over the last 2 years that you're proud of?
You know, I gotta say that one of the things that I'm probably the very most proud of is my employees and our employee relationship, I have very little turnover in my employees.
That's awesome.
That's wonderful.
That's something I personally am proud of. I realize we all get into positions and and own businesses to make an income, but for me, one of the biggest parts of that is just the relationships that we have. Relationships with the employees, they're like my kids. Yeah. I just love them. And relationships with our customers, that's what it's really about for me. I mean, obviously I want to make money, but
sure,
that is one of the things I'm probably the most proud of, is that I get these kids and they want to stay, they want to come back. And I'm proud of that, because I think that's where a lot of businesses can struggle, is,
sure,
you know, mm-hmm, turning over employees constantly and, not developing the relationships.
That's right. And so, I really think kids should work.
Yeah, me too.
I whatever it is you do, but I think, and it's, you know, just your story just right then says what kind of employer you are, that you do care about them, and you're probably a little mother hen, but you know, that's who you are. Really, yeah, a wonderful trait.
Many companies right now are trying to find employees. Mm-hmm. Do you have a hard time with that?
I don't. In fact, one of our gals is getting ready to move on and do something different, and I have a whole entire file folder of girls that have dropped off resumes this spring, and so that's one thing that I is kind of interesting, and I don't know, but I think that Red Baron does the same thing, and they can correct me if I'm wrong, but I only employ girls.
Yes.
For the most part. So I have one guy that he was there before I took it over, and he is awesome, but he also works at the bank as a day job, and he kind of helps me take care of money and make sure that I have a stocked cash drawer and coins and everything. But he is currently our only male employee, and the rest are all girls. I haven't hired any new boys, so, it keeps the girls a little more focused, I guess.
Yes. Excellent.
What's your favorite drink?
This is a funny question for me, and I get asked all the time, but mm-hmm, I gotta be honest, I'm straight up plain Diet Coke.
Oh my heck. Same with me.
And I don't understand that. I mean,
I am the same.
I love the variety is what I love. But yeah, I can get it. I can get a plain Diet Coke. Okay.
So there is one mixed drink that I like, and if my, you know, if customers are looking for a mixed drink and they're asking for a recommendation, the one that I probably always recommend that I do like on occasion is our Black Pearl.
Now that's a Dr. Pepper drink, right?
That's a Dr. Pepper
with
drink.
With raspberry?
It actually has blackberry, which is a really definitive, strong flavor. It, like, you know it's different. And and I like, and it also has cream. And, well, I like to add cream, sorry. It has coconut.
Okay.
And then I like to add the cream. And if I'm having a mixed drink, that's probably what I'm drinking.
Nice.
So you're saying what do you call it? Black Pearl with cream.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
So what is the most popular drink? Is there a drink that stands out?
Yeah.
So name some of those.
So our very most popular drink is the It's Jess. We did not name that. That was the original owner's drink, and they named it after, they actually, I think they named it after the show New Girl, and then they also had a daughter named Jess. And so
It's Jess?
It's called It's Jess, yeah. And that is hands down our most popular drink.
What is it?
It's Dr. Pepper. I can't believe you've never had it, Travis.
No, what is the problem with me?
You get stuck.
I've had every combination of Dr.
It's
Pepper
in there.
It's
still going to be open after this air.
I'm going. Yeah, okay. I'm going. So it's Jess. And so what's in it? Dr. Pepper?
Okay, so it's Dr. Pepper, raspberry puree, coconut, vanilla, and cream. Wow. And I got to tell you, it's the most popular drink, but it is our least favorite drink to make. It will explode almost every single time. It's a mess.
Like, what do you mean? Explain that. So, like, there's like a reaction with the cream and the Dr. Pepper or something?
Yeah, so, and also the purees. The purees will really foam up, too. sometimes, and it just the combination of the raspberry puree and then adding the cream, it's like like putting
a bomb
vinegar in baking soda sometimes.
Yes.
Right.
So, that's really exciting.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Oh wow. And what snack is your most favorite?
Mine personally, or
yours personally first.
Oh gosh. I really try not to eat too much there.
I'm sure. I'm so sure.
But I do. I actually, we've had a few different brands of pretzels, and the pretzel that we have right now, I think, is amazing.
Oh, cool.
It's really soft. It's like, if you like the pretzel maker pretzels in the mall.
Oh, yes.
That's what this one reminds me of.
That's awesome.
It's really good. I like it. And we don't sell it. But sometimes we mix up some honey mustard for ourselves.
Inside scoop here.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's
I love it. So I know. I mean, I know you've got nachos and pretzels and cookies.
Yeah.
And
do you still do mini donuts?
We do. Yeah. So that's our newest item. But we actually just with the size of our shop and the way that we, our business inflates during the summer, that means we have to have more employees in there. Mm-hmm. And so it's really hot. Yes. And, there's an element of, risk.
Sure.
With the hot oil and stuff. And so we actually are going to do the donuts seasonally. So we'll start back in September with sweet mini donuts, yeah. So,
okay.
So yeah, they're awesome. If you like that sort of thing, we do a lot of fun, different things with them. We sometimes have a donut of the week and do something really crazy and different with them.
Fun.
And,
well, you always have a cookie of the week, I noticed.
We do.
Mm-hmm. Right? So this week's Oreo, if I remember right.
Yeah, that's probably our most popular cookie of the week.
Is it really?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting. So I'm assuming summer times are your busiest times. I'm just guessing.
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Do you do ice cream?
We do. And that's kind of another thing that's been interesting with COVID is we've ran into some problems staying stocked with ice cream.
Okay, that was my next question, yeah.
Yeah, it's really crazy the things that we haven't been able to keep in stock. And it's at random. Our raspberry puree is by far the most... that we go through the most of that one. Mm-hmm. And every once in a while, there'll be a couple weeks and we can't get it. And it's so frustrating. And then, like I said, ice cream, there was several weeks this winter where we couldn't even get vanilla ice cream.
Wow.
So, you're kidding.
Yeah. I know that you guys couldn't get Coke and Diet Coke for a while too.
Yeah.
I was like, really? And then the store didn't have it. The grocery store. It was crazy.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting.
Was that just a transportation thing, or was that?
I really can't say.
I don't know.
I think.
Is it made in China?
I don't want to get political, but I feel like it goes back to the fact that these factories are out of employment and they can't stay going. I mean, because a lot of these things that we, get and use as supplies come from factory production.
Sure.
And
sure.
And I think that, there's a lot of factories that are either shut down or they're delayed big time because they don't have enough employees.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So what is the most used drink at the pop shop? Just a
plain. Like the base soda?
Yeah, like the base soda.
It is a toss-up between Mountain Dew and Dr. Pepper.
Really?
Yeah.
Those two, huh?
Mm-hmm. Easily.
Really? I was going to say, I would thought like Pepsi and Mountain Dew, but
Pepsi's
maybe not.
Probably second or third, I would say. But
Mountain Dew and Dr. Pepper,
Mountain Dew is it's awesome.
Huh.
And the diet of those two.
Really?
Yeah. If we're out of something, suddenly out of something, I can guarantee it's either Dr. Pepper or Mountain Dew. We just will go through it so crazy fast.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Huh. So my little girls, they always get these drinks, and I've never with them, but they have these little rubbery ball things in their drink.
Mm-hmm.
What are those? Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes, I do.
So I always look at them, I'm like, what on earth are you doing?
They look like fish eggs.
Yeah, like fish eggs. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, so that is something that we also bring in seasonally just for summer. And I think that sometimes our customers get frustrated with us having things seasonally, but it's in a small business. We have to do that.
Sure.
Just to be able to keep up with everything. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, like we took the donuts out and we brought, they're called boba. Travis.
Boba. Actually,
yes.
Boba.
Boba, yeah.
Now
boba
is it, now
or
is it,
popping pearls.
Okay. Would you say I have a plate of bobas? Or do I have a plate of boba?
Oh, I think boba is
okay,
plural.
Okay, so boba is plural.
Yeah.
And now I'm eating a boba.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so it's both plural and singular.
Yes, yes.
Okay, I love it. I'm with you. Keep going.
So they are little, I couldn't even begin to tell you how they're made, but they're little pearls. And
are they clear?
Soft. They're soft. They are transparent, okay. Not clear. Okay. Like some are orange, some are pink,
okay.
Some white.
Have you ever had them?
I haven't.
You need to. You need.
Yeah.
It's like a whole new experience.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
But you
kind of
like
tapioca pudding.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So they just pop and they're filled with like a juice concentrate.
Yeah. Oh. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah, they're really tasty. Not my favorite thing, but the kids. Well,
oh,
actually, everybody loves them.
Oh, my girls love them.
Yeah.
That's but neat. I've never been there when they've ordered them. So do you say I want a boba?
Well,
how does someone go about ordering a drink with boba?
So I would say they'd be pretty tasty in your Let Them Eat Cake or maybe peaches and cream. I don't know.
Okay.
We have strawberry and mango. And again, we're waiting. I ordered it months ago. It's a rainbow boba. So it's, I think, the strawberry, mango, and a yogurt maybe. I don't know. So it's multicolored and multi-flavored.
All right.
Hmm. We're still waiting for those to come. And so you would say, I want the Let Them Eat Cake with strawberry boba.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
So my girls love the strawberry patch with boba in it, I think is what it was. So interesting.
That'd be good.
Huh. So what about on your treats? Because you also do hot chocolate.
Yep.
Coffee.
Mm-hmm.
All that stuff.
Yeah.
Cappuccino, whatever.
We are very
I don't even know what that is,
in our coffee barista abilities.
Okay.
Very, very limited.
Okay.
We get, you know, people coming in here from, you know, the Oregon coast and they want to order something and we've never even heard of it.
That would be totally me. That would totally be me.
And they think we're, you know, a coffee shop. People from other parts, like soda shops are kind of... more of an Intermountain West
thing. Yes, they are.
Mm-hmm. People from other parts of the country are like, what is a soda shop? Like, I mean, they're like, is this a coffee shop? No, we're not a coffee shop. We don't even know what you're talking about when you try to order some fancy coffee drink. Like, I wish I did. And in the future, you know, that would be something that, you know, we've talked about looking into. But I've noticed being a business owner, some of the most successful businesses have very limited menus. They stick to simple they do it really good.
Yeah.
And so I'm always back and forth. Do I add coffee, like a, you know, a bigger coffee menu, or do I just stick to soda? And as of right now, we've just really stuck to soda. We do an instant coffee, basic.
Mm-hmm.
We don't brew coffee. We don't have an espresso machine. And that's what, you know, the real coffee connoisseurs are looking for. They're looking
for the foo-foo drinks. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Espresso. And, you know, brewed stuff. And
it's like fry sauce. People don't, you know, in the East don't know what fry sauce is.
Yeah, for sure.
They're so weird.
I agree.
Don't you think? I mean, if you're listening to this and you don't know what fry sauce is.
What about pink sauce?
I say pink sauce. Yeah, it's pink sauce, fry sauce, same thing to me.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just, but it's so heavenly. You just need to go and figure it out, people. Mm-hmm. Sorry, I just had
my granddaughter drinks them.
My daughter Cassidy drinks it.
Really?
Oh my gosh. She makes it at our house and like everything has to have pink sauce.
Yeah.
Yep. So what about we've talked about the popular drinks. What would you say is the unpopular? I mean, surely there's your items you're like, why do we even have this on here? Of course, now I'm going to offend somebody in our audience that likes it, but
you probably do that anyway, but
I probably do every time.
It's okay.
It's good.
Sorry.
Well,
I mean, I've always wondered why people drink Pepsi. I mean, I've always wondered that because it tastes like yit. I can say yit on the radio, right?
Yeah.
I'm going to start saying that.
It does. I mean, it's just awful. But yeah, so what are some things that in your mind you're like, why would you drink that? Come on, Tommy.
Okay, I'm thinking.
We're going to reach deep here.
Yeah, I know. I know there's stuff. Okay, there is a drink that we have, and there are several people that get it, and it's the Star Valley Braves.
Okay.
And
so you're saying the Star Valley Braves is the worst drink?
No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying I don't know. Like, people order it, and I'm like, why?
Okay, I like this.
Think this is good.
Yes. So like, what's in the Star Valley Braves?
It's Dr. Pepper with lemon shot and strawberry puree.
Really?
Huh.
Doesn't that sound disgusting?
It sounds horrible.
I know. And it actually, I finally broke down and tasted it one day. And I was like, okay, it's not as bad as I thought. But it's still not like I would never pull up to a soda shop and pay $3 to drink that.
Is it sour? Is there sourness to it?
No.
No. Huh.
No, it's pretty sweet. Huh. I don't know. I don't even know if you can really taste the lemon, honestly. It kind of reminds me of like medicine.
Medicine.
Oh. Ew. I mean, it wasn't like horrible, but it was like, no.
But there's probably people that really like NyQuil. Like, I can't. Oh. Like, when I'm sick, it makes me sicker to drink NyQuil.
Yeah. No, I'm for sure a fan of NyQuil.
There you have it.
Tommy, I just want to know about your name. Did it come from somebody? Did your parents? What?
Okay, here's always my explanation, and I don't even know if this is the truth, but...
Okay.
In my family, I have two older sisters, and then there's me, and then I have a younger brother, and all three of us girls have kind of boy names. My sisters are Robin and Billy, and I think my dad just wanted boys. I don't know. And
does your brother have a girl name?
No.
Like Sue?
No. Sue, my brother's name is Ty. But I'm like, for sure he was like, wow, I'm not getting a boy, so I'm naming this one Tommy, because that, I mean,
no, I love feel it.
Like, mine's more the most boy name. I don't know.
Oh, no, I think it's Darlene. I love it.
Interesting.
And after meeting you, it just fits you.
Well, thanks. But actually, my dad never calls me Tommy. He calls me Thomas, and now...
Oh.
A lot. Like, that's my nickname, really.
Is okay. Thomas.
Mm-hmm. Thomas.
Yeah. My husband, some of my kids, when they're trying to get my attention and I don't respond to mom.
It's Thomas.
Yeah. Thomas.
Interesting.
That's fun. Yeah.
So, as the owner of the Pop Shop, is there anything that you would want to get across to your customers in Star Valley, in the Star Valley area? What would you say?
Well... We get a lot of tourism through here, and I always tell my girls in the summer, this is going to sound terrible, but I tell my girls, take care of the locals and our regulars. That's who we care about. The tourists are going to come and go. They'll probably never stop again, but we try really, really hard to have relationships with our regulars and, you know, the people that support us daily. And so I hope that we're doing a good job of that. And if we're not, let me know. But because that is my goal, is, you know, I tell the girls all the time during the summer, if it's a local, you take care of the locals first. If it's one of our regulars, you make sure that they're taken care of. I don't care if you have some jerk at the walk-up window screaming at you that we've never seen before.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care about them. Take care of these guys that come to us every single day and support us. And so I really, really hope that we do a good job of that. Cause that's definitely what we're after.
Wonderful.
To, you know, be a part of the community and have relationships with people here.
So. Further down the road, do you think you'll ever do like a discount? Like yesterday I went up to Jackson Hole and went to Yippee-I-O's. Mm-hmm. And
what is that?
Oh, it's a candy store.
There's a candy store called Yippee-I-O's?
Oh, yes.
Really?
Oh, boy.
Like chocolatey stuff?
Everything.
Okay.
Carry on.
Okay.
And they used to do a locals discount, and now they have like a thing, you just kind of press in your phone number, and after you've spent so much money, you get like $5 off or $10 off.
Yeah.
Let me show you what's in my wallet.
And so do you have something like that?
Yes, they do.
Okay.
We have the simplified version of that.
Okay.
So I just got my free drink today.
Okay.
So you get punched so many times, now you get a free drink.
Nice. Yep. You're probably a couple of days worth right here.
Yeah, like 3 days.
Well, sometimes Travis gets a free drink once a week.
I do. Sometimes I even take my employees over there and get them drinks.
Oh, really?
You know, because yeah,
just so I can get one of those. Yeah. Why have I never got one? I don't know.
You don't work for me.
No, but, not yours. Oh, but just for myself.
Well, go get you one. You just need to ask him for the punch card.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh.
We should be asking you if you want one, but yeah, if we don't, just tell them you want one. Okay. And they'll punch it.
So. Our listeners know now.
Yep. Yeah.
Great.
Well, Tommy, we sure appreciate you coming on today. We think it's a pleasure to be able to talk to people and business owners in our community.
Yep.
And talk about the services you provide. And I know that you bring lots of happiness to the people in Star Valley. Mm-hmm. So we appreciate that.
Yeah, we sure do.
Not only do we appreciate it on a level of Why Your Story podcast, but as a community, you know, it's Star Valley is kind of a hard place to make a living sometimes.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And we all feel that. And so it's a pleasure to have you supporting us, and hopefully we can support you, and hopefully our listeners continue to support the Pop Shop.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's actually, that's probably one of the most rewarding parts of it, is it is fun and people are happy when they come there.
Sure.
I mean, we rarely get, you know, someone that's upset or rude even. And if it is, it's usually a tourist, but, yep. That's the most rewarding part of it is people are happy when they come there, or they're celebrating, or maybe they're not, maybe they're sad and they need to be cheered up. And I hope that our smiles and our drinks do that.
So. Oh, they do.
They do. Yep.
Thank you so much
for being with us today.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
There you have it, folks. Tommy Erickson with the Pop Shop. We appreciate her and her support of the podcast. We also appreciate EcoLife.
Yes, and Star Valley Health.
And Star Valley Health for all that they do and their sponsorship of us. This is Travis Osmond with Why Your Story, and you are?
I am.
And who are you?
I am Mary Jo Parker.
That's got to be the worst ending I've ever done on a podcast.
You know, I think some days we get better, and most days we don't.
Sometimes I'm like, why are they listening to this? Anyway, we sure appreciate you guys from Travis and MJ here at SVI Media, Why Your Story podcast. Have a good day.
Bye now.
Stay safe.